So this is some guidance around the practice from Unified Mindfulness called Feel Good. This is part of the quadrant of techniques in Unified Mindfulness called Nurture Positive. So to give you an idea, just a bit of the framing here, that this is one of the practices where we're trying to intentionally cultivate positive aspects. And in doing so, we're looking at in all the techniques, we're familiarizing the mind with certain states of being, and we are training these skills that we're always looking to train: concentration, clarity, and equanimity. So the concentration aspect here is the ability for us to put our attention where we want for as long as we want. The clarity aspect here is a sensory clarity. So this notion of being able to focus in on what's going on in the body. And then the equanimity aspect here is just a non-interference. And the non-interference is really for us is available to us kind of as a backup. And I'll talk a little bit at the end about what that backup aspect might be, but it's just a notion of kind of a predict and prepare. So we're endeavoring to cultivate and soak our attention into positive sensations. And when we do that, sometimes negative sensations may arise. So we'll finish up with just a little bit of aspect of that and kind of what to watch out for. So with that introduction in place, I invite you to adopt a posture that helps you foster both a relaxed and alert state. In doing so, you may want to consider the posture of your torso and your spine. Having the spine upright and relaxed around the spine is really a great way to cue the body into this sort of alertness aspect. If you're on a chair, you may find that moving towards the little bit forward on that chair and away from the back may be helpful. If you're on a couch, you may want to place a pillow between your back and the couch cushions, just so we can get this sort of upright quality that helps cue the nervous system into this alertness we're looking for. And then we take a few deep breaths as a way of settling in. So the spine helps us with the alertness. This downward motion or the settling breaths allow us to cue in the relaxed aspect of physiology. And with Feel Good, we have a number of different ways to cultivate or to create a situation to cultivate this, this sort of positive affect. So we may find that it's just available to us. Or in other words, we've got this sort of good vibes kind of feeling. So as we start out, just kind of a checking out of whether or not there's already positive emotions in the body, positive feel. And if they are, we can focus our attention on that. And we're just doing really the noticing here. We don't need to label, so we'll drop the labels for this practice. And if we're lucky, we may catch a little bit of an already present. We may find this already present Feel Good. And if you have found some Feel Good, there's a notion of being able to focus kind of as an accepting, supportive tone we can offer. So as we relax in, the good sensations may spread. Or as we notice them, they may immediately vanish. So to leverage our equanimity a bit, that sort of non-interference or okayness, it's not a problem. And it's also a possibility that there wasn't any positive sensations, there wasn't any good vibes to look into. That's totally fine. So we have other options. We may evoke positive sensations. And these positive sensations can be almost a reverberation from an intentionally cultivated image. So that image could be perhaps a image of devotion or a sort of role model. Someone that when you think about them, it generates warm and thoughtful responses. And if that's possible for you to evoke that, it can be either through mental image or mental talk or a combination of the two. Once you've done that, shifting your attention back to the body, noticing positive affect, positive emotional sensations. Those may fade, so we can evoke that image again, toggle our attention towards mental image, mental talk, or both. Soak our attention in. And then switch back to the body. So try this evoking practice for a little bit. Good. So for feel good, there's this acronym we like to use to help when you're sitting down and looking to practice the technique. And the acronym is called FEASTS. And that stands for finding. So we look for and find positive sensations that are already there in the body. We evoke, that's the E in FEASTS. And we just did that with either mental image or mental talk or a combination of the two. And that stimulus can be whatever you'd like it to be. It could be your family, pets. I tend to use the dude from The Big Lebowski. So that's the E in FEASTS. The A is this notion of activation. Some people can just flip a switch and they're able to create positive sensations. If you're not one of those people, it's okay. That may come with time, but if it's available, I would highly suggest using it. So if you can do that, then go ahead and for sure leverage it. The S is supporting. This notion of being supportive of the sensations that are already there. And this can be an idea of in essence, encouraging positive sensations that exist to spread. It's a sort of notion of once this is available, we can go ahead and support it in a way where our attention, so our concentration allows us to be stable enough, our clarity is well enough developed that we're able to support and allow that positive sensation, positive emotional body sensation to spread. The T in feasts is external triggers. This could be listening to a mantra. This could be using music. We'll talk more about music later. And then finally, the S of feasts that makes it plural is a smile, or another aspect we can look at it as show. So there are ways for us to, when we smile, there sort of is a, in essence, a remarkable amount of muscles that are sort of flexed and activated as we smile. So you may want to do is sit and just allow a half smile, sort of, even if you want it to be sort of a smug Mona Lisa sort of half smile, allow that and then see if there's any positive sensations around that. And then in doing so, we can kind of bring in that support part of supporting it. The other notion is we can bring a hand to the heart center or chest. This was a technique that at first I was not super comfortable doing. So if you're in a situation where you don't feel as self-conscious about it, that's a great aspect as well. So in doing that and then that feedback cycle, the hand to heart center can trigger some of the physiology for, in essence, positive sensations or just a notion of being present or supporting of kind of yourself. So it's an interesting thing to play with. You may find that you don't have the sensation that doesn't do anything for you at first, but as you cultivate and practice sensitivity towards looking for positive affect and positive emotions, that begins to kind of work. So I encourage you to experiment. So that is the sort of tour. So what we hit in this is just the find and the evoke and a little bit of the support. So only three of those options, really. And then there'll be an entire or looking at the trigger aspect, especially with music, is sort of its own activity that we will focus on. So again, thank you for your practice and appreciate checking out this guidance.